This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Lynn and Uma with you on the evening edition. It's 5:34. Sean Tanis joins us from the news desk with some updates on Alipay. They've apparently warned customers that cyber criminals have stolen Apple IDs to break into their accounts and made off with an unknown amount of cash. What's going on?
Wow. Yeah, this is a rare security concern for Alipay because they are China's top digital payments provider, and they've already contacted Apple and they are currently working to get to the bottom of the breach. But right now, they are warning users who have linked their Apple IDs to any payment services like, you have like iTunes and all these things,
right?
You buy music and all that App Store. So they are warning all these customers because this is where the breach is happening, and this includes the WeChat app users as well. So they want them to lower transactions limit to prevent further losses. And it's still unclear how they got all those Apple IDs from the computers or from the devices they've been using. And Apple has yet to respond to this. So
yeah, so this is going to be the future, right? I mean, when we talk about e-crimes and we talk about scams and scandals and theft, everyone is going to be able to do this directly using a what? 8 to 10 digit ID and a 12-digit password. That's all you need now.
Yeah, we take it for granted as well. Sometimes you want to save all your passwords there. You want like direct access to whatever accounts that you have, and they can do it with your device right now, and it's scary.
I'm finding it a little bit discomforting that it's an unknown amount of cash.
Yes, yeah, that too.
Right, like because unknown is anything from $10
yes.
to 10 million US dollars.
I suspect they know, but they just
exactly.
trying to put the finger on the figure right now, and then they just release another statement tomorrow to clarify everything.
Yeah.
Especially from Apple's side also, I think we'll get two statements tomorrow.
Yeah, we should get a couple of statements, right? Because if these Apple IDs have been compromised, it's not just going to be Alipay. You can use those IDs, like you said, to buy different things from different providers because it's used across platforms.
You can sell them on the dark web.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your data as well, not just your money.
Who is using my ID to buy movies on iTunes?
Okay, moving on to Bursa and stocks. Shares in MCE Holdings fell in early trade today. What's the update?
Not because of any breach. This one is because... Actually, it's because of profit-taking, I think, because there was news that MCE will manufacture and sell Windows for Proton and Geely Motor customers in Malaysia. So the counter fell 5 cents this morning, and the deal with the car makers come under a technical assistance agreement with China-based Shanghai SIIC Transport Electric Company. It's called STEC. They will grant the company the right and license in Malaysia to use its technology for the development and sale and distribution of certain products. So MC actually closed down 6.7% at 70 cents after the news.
All right, Sean Tanis, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
That market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.